finish up, there's an amazing sort of, well, I suppose a concept that every cloud has a silver lining, which is that in the Second World War, towards the end of the Second World War, there was a blockade on part of the Netherlands, which resulted in people being almost starved to death. It was called the winter famine. And people there were surviving on 100 grams of food a day. That's about 500 calories on a good day, which is about 25% of the amount of energy that you or I would need to eat on the average day to keep us just in neutral weight balance. What was the impact of this? Well, obviously, people began to starve to death, but there was also another knock-on effect, which was some of those people got pregnant at the same time. And those children that were conceived at that time are still alive today. And so one of the things that's emerged amongst that population is that they have a higher risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, being overweight and having diabetes. But no one actually can explain why. There's just this association between low birth weight and these subsequent life events. And now a group of researchers actually from the Netherlands, this is Bas Heijmans and his colleagues, and they're based at Leiden University, have recruited 60 of those people who were conceived during the Dutch war famine, and they have sequenced their genetic material. So they've examined the DNA, and they've specifically looked at a gene called IGF-2, which is insulin-like growth factor 2. It's a growth factor-associated gene. And in particular, they were interested in looking at something called methylation, because DNA can be controlled, not just by turning genes on and off, like flicking a switch, but also you can control the amount of the expression of a gene by adding chemical groups called methyl groups directly onto the DNA letters. And this acts a bit like a cellular dimmer switch. It can turn genes up and down. And when they studied these people who'd been starved, they found that the number of methyl groups on their DNA was about 5% less than their brothers or sisters, who were obviously born in the same family, had the same upbringing, ate the same food, and have largely otherwise been exposed to all the same things as them. And so the only factor they don't share in common, pretty much, is exposure to this famine. And what this elegantly shows is that when you're a baby just developing inside your mother, there's a critical window period when certain genetic tags are set which will have a knock-on effect in your life for the rest of your life. And so there's this long-term impact. And there are two spin-offs. One of the things that you might say is, well, what can you do about that? Well, the answer is, one, you can guide pregnant women in how to make sure you get plenty of the right sorts of nutrients to make sure this doesn't happen and avoid toxins that could make this happen. But also, because we now understand that this is the case, it might be possible to have tests, which you could do on all individuals, just to see what the status of the methylation is of various genes in order to see what their lifetime risk is. And who knows, in the future, we may also be able to reset that methylation pattern in order to reduce someone's risk of getting various diseases like that.
Is the reason why there might be a mechanism like this, because if you're more likely to get diabetes, you'd probably also be more likely to get, with all these kind of diseases, you're also more likely to survive a famine. So if you were if you're in a fetus when there's obviously a famine around, there's probably going to be another famine. So there's some mechanism there evolved in order to make you more immune to them.
That's right. So where we've all come from, the genetic legacy we inherited from our cavemen ancestors was that we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. We had lean years when we lived in caves with no food and we all half starved, and then there might be a bumpy year the next year. So it favoured people whose genes told them, store energy. The thing is that when you turn up those genes by this sort of process and then live a life where there isn't a shortage of food, such as is the case today, then you see these knock-on genetic effects, so it can have lifelong consequences.
Cool.
This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Helen. It's our science phone-in extravaganza, so we're taking your science questions. If you'd like to get in touch with us, the email address for the programme is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
It is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris, Dr. Helen and Dr. Dave. We're live on BBC Local Radio right around your part of the region. And we are, of course, live in Second Life because we beam the programme into Second Life every week. And if you'd like to join the group of avatars who assemble at the Naked Scientist Mansion, you go into Second Life, go to the Scilands, which is the science continent, and look for the Naked Scientists. And there's an assembled team of people there who are listening to the programme, and they're also chatting